Well, we have a very important topic we want to discuss this morning, and that is the blood shortage, and we're going to try to help that cause with a blood drive coming up in Tomahawk on Tuesday. We have our guest on the radio with us from the American Red Cross. Chris Luxton is joining us. Chris, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Greg. I'm fine, thank you.
Good. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy day to join us for a little bit and talk a little bit about the American Red Cross. And boy, you guys are in desperate need of blood right now, aren't you, Chris?
Oh, yes, we are, Greg. I mean, right now, the Red Cross is actually experiencing an emergency blood shortage. We're seeing the lowest number of people giving than we've ever seen in the last 20 years. So that has actually put quite a strain on the national blood supply and the blood supply that we have at American Red Cross.
And I know that you are helping organize the mobile blood collections here in northern Wisconsin, up in the UP, too. Are you guys able to get a lot of the mobile things going on right now, or because of some of the colder conditions and things like this, are they not quite as prevalent in the winter as in the spring and summer?
Well, it's funny you brought that up because, as you know, we just had that weather come through yesterday or a couple days ago mm-hmm. that actually did end up canceling a couple blood drives that we had. So in addition to this 20-year shortage of donors, we're also seeing a strain on the blood supply in the winter months with the cancellations of drives and just sort of winter weather hindering the way people can get to their blood drives. So definitely we are feeling a pinch with the winter weather too.
Sure. And we have a blood drive here in Tomahawk coming up, and it'll be at Grace Lutheran Church. I know the Tomahawk Community Blood Drive, you're being helped out by Bronsted Cyril Ingman American Post 2093, and Kevin Ehrman, our State Farm agent here in Tomahawk, who's a good guy, always helps out with the blood drive. And when you go to different communities, do you have organizations like this that normally help you, Chris, with some of the blood drives?
Yeah, we try to engage some of the community service groups like Rotary, Lions. Of course, we engage the schools, the National Honor Society, student councils. They really like to get involved and help us with organizing the blood drives in some of these smaller communities. And it really works out great to partner with these folks, as they're the ones who know their neighbors and can ask their neighbors and can implore their neighbors to help other neighbors that they know have had some medical issues in the past or needed blood. Pretty much everybody, I think, knows somebody who's needed blood at one time in their life, whether it was just for a surgery, a minor surgery, a major surgery, a childbirth, a trauma. Some chronic illnesses require patients to get regular blood transfusions. So pretty much everybody knows somebody who's gotten donated blood in the past. And I'm sure we're all thankful that those people are still here with us because of that.
Absolutely. The blood drive in Tomahawk will be at Grace Lutheran Church on Tuesday. It is from 11:30 until 5:30. So that's nice extended period. I know you'd like to have folks call if they want a special appointment, and they can do that at 800-733-2767, and hopefully some walk-ins too that maybe weren't expecting to give blood but hear our conversation and hopefully will. Do you like to have folks call ahead of time to have a specific time, Chris?
It does work a little better. If you do have an appointment, you'll basically get your, when you come in, you'll have priority in the appointment. Sometimes the walk-ins might have a shorter wait, but the appointments really make the blood drive flow easier through the day. However, just like you said, if somebody's driving in their car and they hear that the blood drive is going on and they just feel like they have some time to give, we'll definitely take the walk-ins and fit those in as best we can.
You know, it would be nice to have some first-time donors. Can you walk us through, if a first-time donor comes in, what are they expecting if they want to give blood on Tuesday, Chris? Can you explain the procedure to us?
It's a very easy procedure. It takes about an hour. They'll come in and they'll register with a photo ID, provide their name, and then they'll go through a health history questionnaire with one of our Red Cross employees where they'll be asked some questions so that we can make sure that it's safe for them to donate. And then they get in the chair and we'll clean up their arm and put the needle in. I know that's the worst part, but it's just a real quick pinch. And then about 8 to 10 minutes later, the bag is full and you're done. And then you'll just take 10 to 15 minutes to sit and have some yummy refreshments, some juice, some cookies, all the stuff that you're not supposed to eat. But we definitely want you to eat after a donation to re-energize you and get you back on your feet. So very quick and easy process. We will also, if you don't know your blood type, you'll get notification of your blood type after you donate. And just really be able to track how your donation is helping someone else. We do have, the Red Cross has a blood donor app for their phone, and we encourage our donors to use that because it gives you all sorts of wonderful information. It will tell you when you last donated. It will tell you when you can donate again. It will tell you your blood type. It will track how many gallons that you are donating over the course of time. And also the best part is you are able to see where your blood went and who it helped. And so that's always a very interesting step to see that and a real tangible item where people can see that their blood didn't just go and sit on a shelf and get thrown in a garbage bag or something like that. You know,
sure.
Of course that never happens, but you know, we want people to really engage and feel like they're doing something and connecting with another human being.
Yeah, very important thing to do. And if it takes an hour out of your life and probably helps a number of people, that is really something I'd hope people will take advantage of here in Tomahawk at Grace Lutheran Church on Tuesday. Chris Luxton is with us from the American Red Cross talking about the blood shortage. And boy, that really smacks you right in the face when you're talking about a 20-year shortage of the lowest number of people that are donating blood. Is it because of our aging population a little bit and got to get the young people into the habit of giving blood, Chris, or what's the situation out there?
Yes, yes. A lot of blood donors do start with donating at their local high school blood drive. And so it's a great way to get young people engaged in giving and donating blood. It's a habit that, you know, people pick up and generally will have their whole life. However, with COVID over the past couple years and when the schools closed, we saw a real hiccup in our, not only our blood donations. Obviously we saw less blood donations when the drives were not running, but we also now have sort of missed some students who normally we would have started donating at their school blood drive, and we've kind of missed them. So
sure,
they haven't really gotten it into their head yet, like, oh, this is something I really need to do. Also, we do have an aging population that's aging out. A lot of our donors are older donors and had started back in the 60s, the 70s, the 50s, when blood donation really started kind of creeping up and people understanding the importance of blood donation. I just want to say, you know, in all of this great technology and where we sit here in 2023 with, you know, generative AI and all of these wonderful things that are improving our lives in so many ways, blood cannot be manufactured. There is no way that we can artificially manufacture blood. And so we're always looking for a donor to step up and give blood. And it's a real donor giving blood, and it's a real patient needing blood. So we at the Red Cross are just trying to get the donors connected to our patients so that we can ensure that everybody who needs blood can get it when they need it, and anybody who needs a surgery can get it without worrying that that might need to be put off because hospitals are, storing up their blood or for other things or something like that,
sure,
or don't have enough blood. So we definitely have seen the COVID as part of that, but also a lot of our blood drives too, some of these mobile blood drives happen at work. And when we've seen people now working remotely, we've lost some donors that way too. So we really want to try to make it as easy as we can for people to get out there in their communities, whether it's at their school, their church, their employer, and have these blood drives available so that people have an opportunity to do that without having to travel too far to make that happen.
Sure, and very convenient here coming up on Tuesday at Grace Lutheran Church, 11:30 until 5:30 to give blood. I know blood of all type is needed, but you guys usually look for type O blood, don't you? That is one of the shortest ones that you can find?
And it is, exactly. It is actually one of the most used blood types in trauma. So we are short on type O, and we definitely want our type O donors mm-hmm. to come out. Type O is the most needed blood group by the hospitals. Distribution of this blood type to hospitals has been reduced this winter due to supply constraints. So we're really looking for the type O donors to come out. Also, type O donors are eligible to give what we call a power red donation, which is a little bit different process. The needle still goes in the same. You're still in the bed the same amount of time, but instead of it just emptying into a bag as straight whole blood, it runs through a machine during the process, which takes the red blood cells out and it separates it from the plasma, which we give back to the donor so that they're getting some of that fluid back. And then we run it again. So the power red donation for type O's, type O positive, O negative, and the A negative and B negatives, they are eligible to give this power red donation, and they are eligible to basically give 2 units of blood during that donation, which can help, you know, additional patients. So
sure.
It's a really good way to sort of maximize your donation, and it's a great it's a great thing for those donors where type O, where we really need that blood.
You know, I think sometimes we take those things for granted that if you have to have a procedure at the hospital and you need blood, it'll always be there. But I suspect this shortage has really impacted our hospitals in our Northwoods area and up in the what you're seeing in the UP too, huh?
Yes, it really is. I mean, we're finding that doctors are having to make decisions about some optimal surgeries and optional surgeries that may need to be prolonged or put off because they are seeing that they're having to sort of limit their blood going out because they don't have that blood coming in.
Yeah.
So we definitely want to get the blood to the hospitals. You know, the Red Cross prioritizes the needs of the area hospitals first, but of course we provide blood throughout the entire country wherever it is needed, when it is needed. So I know a lot of people like to feel like they're giving to their local hospital, and we actually do that logistically so we can get it to the local hospitals that need it if they're in need. But if a hospital, you know, 3 states away is in a dire need, we get the blood there
sure.
right away. So we get it to where it is needed.
Yeah, and I suspect they reciprocated that would happen in the case coming from there to here.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. 100%. So we just always want to make sure that there's blood on the shelves at the American Red Cross. We, the American Red Cross, as an organization, provides 40% of our hospitals' blood needs over throughout the nation. So we are a large supplier of the blood, and so we are able to. One nice thing is we are able to mobilize our mobile units to get out into the communities to get that blood, but then we are also able to utilize our network and get the blood to where it's needed when it's needed.
You know, if there is a business or an organization of some time listening here in our Northwoods area, are you able to schedule a blood drive, or are there some specific criteria that you have to meet? If there's a larger business that would like to participate right at their industry, is that a possibility, Chris, too?
That is 100% a possibility. I love bringing our blood drives to businesses. A lot of times people who work an 8-to-5 job or who work during the day are not able to get out to these community drives. And so I really love businesses who will engage, bring our mobile unit into their lunchroom, their conference room, and hold a blood drive there for their employees so that their employees can take a little time in their day to do that and give, and then they can feel as an organization that they got behind the American Red Cross and, you know, really made a difference in their community. So I would definitely welcome any businesses, school groups, service groups, anyone like that who's interested in hosting a blood drive to reach out. You can reach out to me, Chris Buxton. I can give you my phone number, and, you know, we can go from there. But there's not really a lot that we wouldn't say no to, as long as you think you have a handful of employees who are willing to step up and give. We'll come in and make that happen.
Sure. And Chris, if you don't mind, what is your number to contact in case somebody is interested?
Yes, you can call me at 920-510-8272. That's 920-510-8272.
Good. Chris Luxton, our guest this morning on the Thursday Conversation with the American Red Cross. We only have a few minutes left. We want to mention something. There's a special thing going on for people who give blood. People give blood because they want to give blood, but it's kind of nice to have a chance to get something in return. And did I see this right, that you have tickets potentially for some of your for one of your blood donors to the Super Bowl?
That's right. We do have a January donor promotion running to help address this emergency shortage. We have partnered with the Super Bowl, and so anyone who gives in January will be entered to win a trip for two to the Super Bowl in Las Vegas. They will get pregame activities, tickets, and a round-trip airfare to Las Vegas and three-night stay. So, and a $1,000 gift card for expenses. So, give blood. We want to see it. Give it for, you know, the feeling of doing something good, but you might be going to the Super Bowl.
Boy, that's kind of a nice caveat to your blood donation, isn't it?
Yes.
Say, Chris, do you think this is going to be kind of a long-term thing that we're in right now with the lower number of people giving blood and the shortages? We're seem to hear a lot about it right now. Is it going to be something that hopefully we get enough people involved over the entire country that you guys can resolve some of these issues? What do you see in the future?
Well, it is always a very precarious situation. Like I said, there is... you know, we've seen sort of a decline in people who have gotten into the habit of donating blood because they've gotten out of their work blood drive or their school blood drive. But we want to see people re-engage in blood donation. I do think that it sounds like something that is like an old-timey thing. I think people don't realize that with all the medical technology we have, that we still need volunteer donors to give blood. You know, you don't see people paying for blood because we need, you're getting paid, I'm sorry, getting paid to donate for blood because we just need it from our volunteers all of the time.
Sure.
It's something that we are trying in with our promotions, with our getting out in the media, trying to resolve, but it is a very precarious situation, especially in the winter. Also, we've all seen that the flu and sickness is sort of going around, which also inhibits people from coming out to donate. So for the short term, we definitely are needing donors to come out and hopefully get in the habit of coming out so that we aren't in these situations multiple times a year.
I know over the years we've talked about the number of gallons a lot of our listeners have given, and it's incredible that, and they have such a passion for that. We have to build that passion back into other people, I guess, Chris.
100%, and that is why I want people to feel like they're doing something for somebody, any age group, any race, any ethnicity. You can come out. 16 and over is the age we require for donors. So 16-year-olds, 17, 18, all the way up to, you know, I just had a gentleman come to one of my drives this summer. He was in his 90s. He gave a power red. He had been giving, I don't even know, he had given like 20, 30 gallons of blood or something like that. He said he had started giving blood in his, when he was in the Army, where it was really where you went arm to arm, you know, where they put a needle in your arm and your blood flowed right into the person who needed it. So we don't do it like that anymore, but we definitely want people to feel like this is something that they can do no matter where they are in life. This is something that they can do and make a difference in someone else's life.
Well, it's incredible, that's for sure. It takes an hour, and hope folks can stop by. Again, the Tomahawk Community Blood Drive will be coming up at Grace Lutheran Church, 11:30 until 5:30 on Tuesday. Other blood drives you have in our listening area, Chris? I don't mean to put you on the spot, but if you if you want to send us a list, we'll be more than happy to promote anything, you know, in a 90-mile radius around us, and try to get that blood supply up here in our Northwoods area.
That would be fantastic. I will send you a list of those. I don't have anything on the top of my head right now, I will send you a list, and I appreciate anyone making a contribution to our blood supply.
Well, thank you, Chris, for what you do, and we'll keep our fingers crossed that we can get these numbers back up a little bit, and a big help, hopefully, on Tuesday here in Tomahawk.
Well, thank you so much, Greg, for letting me talk about this and get this out. I'm very passionate about it. So we'll see you on Tuesday.
Good. And if anybody has any questions, I'm going to pass your number along here in a minute about possibly setting up a drive. So, Chris, thank you very much. We appreciate your expertise and what you do for us.
All right. Thank you so much. Have a good day.
You as well. Bye-bye. Our guest this morning on our forum and our conversation is Chris Luxton. Chris, of course, the American Red Cross Bloodmobile. She helps with blood collection drives in northern Wisconsin and the western UP, and we hope the information was very helpful for you today. If you have any questions, Chris's number is 920-510-8272. She said she's very passionate, and you could hear that in our conversation, so we really appreciate her time today.